Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Jim Robb, the Livestock Market Information Center, joining us. We're talking exports with Jim in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's a mighty big sale that Superior Livestock Auctions got for you this week. Labor Day 34 sale, 100,000 head of cattle to be sold live on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and of course, as always, on the web at www.superiorclicktobid.com. It's actually coming live from Embassy Suites out of Denver, starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning each day at 9 a.m. Central Time. Now, if you'd like more details about exactly when a particular lot is going to sell or when or exactly how you can see a video, you can contact the folks at Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117, or go to their website, superiorlivestock.com. 800-422-2117, Superior Labor Day 34 sale, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week. Even with tight beef supplies, exports have been hanging in there. Jim Robb with the Livestock Market Information Center says it's turned out to be a remarkable summer as far as selling beef into the international market.
We have a couple-month delay until we get the official USDA trade numbers on imports and exports. But our beef imports for the month of July were about as anticipated, but our exports were well above anticipated levels. For the month of July tends to be one of our peak months on beef tonnage exports, and those were the largest since July 2011, up strongly compared to a year ago, and some very strong markets. In fact, for the last 3 months of data, that would be May through July, the U.S. exported more beef on a tonnage basis than we imported, which is a trend we really didn't expect this year and has been somewhat supportive of the markets.
And Jim Robb says when you start talking about key customers for U.S. beef, you got to start with Japan.
Well, Japan has been this stellar performer as we're now exporting as much beef as we have since pre-BSE, which would be back in 2003. On a year-to-year basis for the month of July, our beef exports to Japan were up a whopping 46% from last year. And two other countries really also stand out on a year-over-year basis. Our exports to Canada were up 15% from a year ago, and our exports to Mexico, which kind of had been lagging on the beef front, were up a strong 31% from last year.
Now, Jim Robb says that purchases of U.S. beef basically falling off some to other countries, those three countries really helping keep beef exports well up in the summertime of 2013 and helping buffer what could have been a very rocky summer as far as our cattle prices are concerned back to producers. Now, as far as the reasons for these strong beef exports, Jim?
Well, in Japan, it's clearly been that they changed the rules early this year and they're accepting beef from animals under 31 months of age. And then the Japanese economy has been at least a little bit on the improved side. With respect to Canada, their cow herd is smaller, and Canada's had a pretty strong economy. They've been able to afford U.S. beef. And for Mexico, they are really went through a period of shrinking their herds because of drought, et cetera. They seem to be now on the flip side of that with a little bit of an improving economy, but really needing to buy beef from other countries as they've really worked through a lot of cows, et cetera, because of the drought years, and they seem to be needing the beef and also a stronger economy. So, you know, those three key countries really are underpinning our export markets, and again, much better than anticipated to all three of those countries.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.